Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Beis, the second daf here in Yerushalmi Megillah. And we had a haskalah last time regarding the Yumei HaKnisa and the days that one is allowed to read the Megillah before Purim. We saw the day in Yerushalmi that maybe even for the beginning of the month, based on the pasuk of HaChodesh Asher Nepach LaMiyagon LaSimcha, and we pasuk in that way if one is in need, we would do that without a bracha, and the related item. The last, towards the bottom of the daf, last time we had mentioned that there was a gzirah shava between the laws of Sefer Torah and the laws of Megillah. The Gemara compared it and said, Harihi ka'amita shel Torah. The halachas of Megillah are like the amita shel Torah, which is Torah. And the Gemara said, you learn that from, you learn from there in both directions. Just like the Torah can be darshaned, so to Megillah can be darshaned. And then we said, rather, do you have a limud like that by every Sefer? Right? Just like, you could darshan Torah, you could darshan Yirmiyahu, just like you could darshan Torah, you could darshan other. So you don't have a parallel type of limud. It must be because Megillas Esther is the only one that's a little tricky, right? That was the one that was put in late. That was the one that the Gemara says you need a lot of many makoros to learn that it was written Baruch HaKodesh, because it's more on the edge than the other svarim, and that's why you need that drasha of Nitnili Darish. Hopefully we'll talk about that, Baruch Hashem, more. But then the other halacha is also Sirtut. That just like a Torah needs sirtut, so too Megillas Esther needs sirtut. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Sefer Torah, that when we write a Megillah, it has to be scored. You have to mark it on the cloth before we write. Unlike usually when we have, let's say, paper, we have lines, so you write on top of the line. But sirtut in the Gemara is the top of the letters are touching that marked line, not the bottom where we usually have on paper. But the Rambam says, Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Shein kostin sefer Torah v'lo mezuzah ela b'sirtut. Sefer Torah and mezuzah, right? This is in Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah. So Tefillin and Mezuzah need sirtut. V'lo, the sefer Torah and mezuzah need sirtut. Avo tefillin ein atzvichat sirtut. Tefillin does not need sirtut. And then the Rambam says, Lofi shein mechupin. Because it's covered. You don't see it. You don't see it. Is that a reason not to need sirtut? Ask the Brisker Rav. There's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Do you need sirtut by A and B? Why don't you need by C? Because it's not included in the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What does Rav have to give a reason for? Oh, because you don't see the cloth of the tefillin, it's all covered. While say for Torah you see, and mezuzah, you know, you could put a clear, plastic, box on it so it could be seen. So why does the Rambam, the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Megillah, wonders why the Rambam gives a separate reason? He says, "V'sarachi and lama lano taima de tefillin v'fishay mechupin v'akiva di yisod hadin disirtut b'sefer Torah mezuzah who alacha Moshe B'Sinai." Right? Just, I mean, our Gemara just compares sefer Torah to Megillas Esther, but also there's elsewhere limud by to mezuzah too. The reason that you need a Moshe B'Sinai ubetefillin like a hilchasa v'yemkein me'melo de lo ba yisirtut v'lama lano taima b'zeh v'chitaima da alacha osalosh b'inan. You're giving a svara for the alacha Moshe B'Sinai. Alacha Moshe B'Sinai has no svara. Right? That's by definition. Right, that the you can't figure it out based on drasha. Remember, the Rama has that in the first two categories of Torah Shebal Peh, Dvarim Hamukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Category one, you could figure out after a while that an esrog is a creates other as an esrog. Not contradictory. Maybe you could have figured that out if you would have had enough time. So here too, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai has no svara. So why is the Rama giving a svara? V'ulam l'fianal d'amemur ha'itev. He says, based on what I've said previously, says the Brisker Rav. T'be'emes ikr din sirtut eino toli klal b'din sefer Torah mezuzah. It's not a din in k'sivas sefer Torah or k'sivas mezuzah that you need sirtut. And then you would not have included tefillin. Mezuzah. Tefillin. Rak de ikr ha'alacha nemra ala Torah atzma. The tzricha sirta b'ksivasa. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is megale that Torah tzricha sirtut. Any ksav of Torah required sirtut. That's part of its definition. Not in the mitzvah of the ma'aseh ksiva, but the Torah needs sirtut. The sefer Torah mezuzah travayo chada milsa ninu, and sefer Torah and mezuzah are one thing. The travayo ksiva shel Torah ninu. You need the ksav of Torah. Umemela degan tefillin ayishayachem la'alacha shel sirtut. So tefillin also. Right, should be included. Because it's not a din in the Maisa Ksiva of a Sefer Torah. The Maisa, it's just that the Klaf, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai has been Megala, the Klaf of Kisvei HaKodesh needs Sirtut. And therefore, you would have included it had you not had the reason of of mechupin. Skipping down to beemes ha'olakuli almutul nemar alachem uchadis b'mezuzah shetitzir chasirtot. Rakt he said the mezuzah nechlala. It's included in alach which we see now of ksav of Torah. V'chulu when he continues. And this is l'fiyam mevor nira. What we're saying now. Tahad the Megillah Nikrei Sefer v'had dashin mikra divrei shalom beemes kamita shal Torah. So he says that's how do you relate to this? Is Megillas Esther a sefer like kisvei hakodesh in that way? So he says it's somewhere in the middle. We'll have to get to this Hashem later in the Masechta. He discusses. Okay, we don't have time to go through it all, but if you look in the Brisker Rav and Hilchos Megillah, he discusses this halacha of sirtut and how it relates to Megillas Esther. Okay. There's more there, obviously, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, we spoke about the last point after we made regarding that the Megillas Esther is Nitna Lidarish. We spoke about the klaf, the ksav that was given from Moshe to Yoshua and all the way down to David HaMelech and to Shlomo, the blueprints of the Beis HaMikdash, that also is Nitna Lidarish. Right? That was what we just said, Megillah, Shemasar, Shmuel, LeDavid, Nitna Lidarish, based on the Pasuk, in Divrei Hayamim of Hakol, Hakol B'Chsav. We also mentioned that. Good. Third to last line. Karachim, Amukafim, Chomei, Motzi, Yeshua, Benun, Karim, Bechamisha, Sar. So the Mishnah said that the walled cities from the days of Yeshua, Benun, they read Megillah on the 15th. As it says in the Megillah, the 14th and the 15th. So he asked the Gemara, why do you go by walls that were, cities that were walled from the days of Yoshua bin Nun? How about from the days of the Purim story? Right? Cause this all has to do, lachora, with Shushan. And Shushan, the Megillah says that all the other cities fought on the 13th and rested on the 14th. And that's why Purim's on the 14th. But in Shushan, they had one extra day. They fought on the 14th and they rested on the 15th. So that's why in Shushan, they said that Purim is going to be on the 15th. So we're comparing all other walled cities as well. So why do you go by the days of Yeshua bin Nun? So the Bavli says one shot, and all the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi, and this is the Yerushalmi, Rav Sima, Mashiach, Rav Shua ben Levi, Chilku Kavod le'Eretz Yisrael, Shoyis HaChareva Ba'osu HaYamim. All the cities of Eretz Yisrael were desolate at that time of Purim, the Purim story, which is towards the end of the 70 years. And therefore, if you would have done it based on the cities that were walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, none of the cities of Eretz Yisrael would have been included in the special din of the 15th. It would be a bizayon. You have special din into Chutz La'aretz cities and not to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why you go by the walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun hundreds of years earlier. But Talu also miyamos Yeshua ben Nun. Again, to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. And that is what many Rishonim, the Ritva and the Ran and all the Rishonim quote this Rishalmi here at the beginning of the Masechta. Says the Gemara, V'yikru ha'kol b'chamisha asar. Right? So why don't you say both? Whether they were walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun or whether they were walled in the days of Achashverosh. Its whole point is just to not have the Ari Eretz Yisrael lower. So why don't you go by either? Right? Whether they had a wall in the days of Purim or whether they had a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Say all walled cities. Either will lay down the 15th. And that's not true. We only go by the by Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara seems to say, okay, you're right, then we're going to bring Gzeira Shava. And the little question, because all the Rishonim quote this reason of Kadei Lachum Kavala Eretz Yisrael. You read the Maskana of this Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's rejected. Sounds like, no, it's really based on Gzeira Shava. So it's Arachian, but again, it's, this reason is all quoted. Rebevo Darash, Yeshiva Yeshiva, it's really Gzeira Shava. Ma Yeshiva Shnemar Lahalan. Just like Yeshiva, over there, it talks, that Lush of Yeshiva is Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. Where's over there? So, question. Where's over there? If you look in the Pnei Moshe, Rechav Gideevsky, they quote a pasuk in Yehoshua. That's the way you have the Lashon of Kol Yoshvei Hahar. And if you look in the Karmat Eid, he's quoting a pasuk in Melachim, Ubnei Malei Yisrael Yoshev Bar Yehuda. Either way, it's an earlier time period. So just like over there, it says, Miyemos Yeshua Ben Nun, Af Yeshiva Shnemar Kan, Miyemos Yeshua Ben Nun. Period. Says the Gemara, V'yikra Kol Bar Basar. But maybe, so then we said, maybe you should go by either or, so we sort of Gzeira Shava. So we say, maybe you should need both. Maybe you should only go by walls that had cities that had a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun and in the days of Purim. That's the question. I saw one of the Mefarshim Achronim in the back, the Radal says, maybe the question is that maybe you should say that all, right? All the cities of Eretz Yisrael should read one, and all the cities of Chutz La'aretz should read a different day. Yikra Kol by Basar. But either way, we're trying to say maybe you shouldn't just go by the cities in the walled cities for the days of Yeshua ben Nun, right? The Radal Pirish Bechol Eretz Yisrael v'yakavol Yosel Eretz Yisrael. Just say all the cities of Eretz Yisrael read one day, and all the cities of Chutz La'aretz read another day. So the Gemara says no, Gzereshava. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Darash Prazi, Prazos, right? This one's in the Bavli. Nemar Khan Prazos, Nemar Halon, Lavad, Me'aria Prazi, Arbe Ma'od, use the Zereshava, Prazi, Prazi, Ma Prazi, Shnemar Lahalon, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, A Prazos, Shnemar Khan, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. So another Zereshava. It is unclear why this Zereshava is any stronger than the previous Zereshava. Right? It sounds like it's the same type of Zereshava. Why would one be more exclusive than the other? Unclear. Maybe it's a double to emphasize, but either way, Lamaskana, we go by the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Only, and not the days of Achashverosh. That is this day that we have in our Mishnah, and that is what we hold. It's interesting, we talk about Gzeirah Shavuos, Sukkah. We know the Gemara tells us that we can't make up our own Gzeirah Shavuos. Right? These Gzeirah Shavuos were given Mesorah. Ein adam dan Gzeirah Shavuos me'atzmo, the Gemara says. Yitet dashi don Gzeirah Shavuos, why not? So the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos that it is impossible to write a large book without repeating words. You're going to use the same words sometimes. So the Torah is a big book. You're going to have a lot of, it says the word Vayomer here and it says the word Vayomer there. So I can make up my own Gzeirah Shavuos, right? Ein lo davar sof, you'll ruin everything. It can't be that a Gzeirah Shavuos, a person could darshan on their own. Others, you have Hekish, you have, others. So that's more open. But Gzeirah Shavuos for sure, you need a Mesorah for that. Right, and that's why here you have two different days of what the Gzeirah Shavuos is. We need a Mesorah. How could there be a machlokes about a Gzeirah Shavuos? And we have a two days. What's the proper Gzeirah Shavuos? So that, the Ramban says, and then we showed him quote this idea of the Ramban. The Ramban said there in Sefer HaMitzvos, but others quote it. And that is, not every detail of every Gzeirah Shavuos was given over. Let's see, certain words, like we know, this word is connected to somewhere else in the Torah. Which parsha is it connected to? That you gotta figure out. Alright, it's a little, connection and partnership between drasha and svara, right? I know this word prazi is given over to be Gzeirah Shavuos. Where else do you connect this to? What other prazi? Figure it out. So there's a part drasha that's given. The sum of the Gzeirah Shavuos is given over Mesorah, but there's also sometimes there's a svara. Which one is more logical to connect it to, and which not? So there is a little flexibility. That's Gzeirah Shavuos. There is. We mentioned this a while ago, not recently. Machlokas in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph between Rashi and Tosfos, and that is the Gemara talks about Gzeirah Shavuos. You have to have a Mesorah, like we just said. Kal v'chomer you could darshan on your own, right? That's the Gemara says. Adam dug Gzeirah Shavuos me'atzmo. What about everything else? Hekish, Davar Lamei Me'inyano, Klalu Prat. Like, what's the rule? What's the exception? So that's the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here. In Sukkah Lamed Aleph, the Rashi says only Kal V'Chomer. Really, everything needs a Mesorah except Kal V'Chomer, because Kal V'Chomer is based on logic. That's why you can dash Kal V'Chomer on your own, but all others have to have a Mesorah. And Tosfos says no, the opposite. Gzeirah Shavuos is unique. Gzeirah Shavuos need a Mesorah, and all the others you can dash it on your own. That's a quoted machlokas. Kol Amidos on Dami Atzmo says Tosfos. Chutz B'Gzeirah Shavuos Deinan on Don Elam Kin Limda Mirabo. And they are related to the Gemara there. We're not going to get to that. But that's Rashi and Tosfos, Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Okay, so we just quoted two Gzeirah Shavuos. Now we get back. Tani, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Omer, Miyamos, Achashverosh. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, he darshins, he argues, he says, no, it goes from walled cities in the days of Achashverosh. Right, he argues on our Mishnah. Amalei Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, V'chima inyan shushan abira, love olakan. You dose by the days of Achashverosh. Why is Shushan so chashiv? In Mishushan Abira at Lamed, Me'afta B'Shushan Abira al Yikru, V'Sharkal Makomos Yikru. Shushan should be a model for other cities. You want to say Shushan is different by itself because that's the place where the Nace took place on a different day and the rest of the world does a different day. Okay, but why should Shushan be so chashiv that it's a model for all other walled cities at that time? Right, because that's lachora why Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha says what he says. So the Gemara is bothered just why that should be. The Gemara does not answer that question. The Gemara just summarizes and says, So it seems to be three different opinions. Hatzlasa Tanyan. Right? There seems to be three different opinions here about what the rules are. Tanya Kadma Isara Memar Mios Yeshua Ben Nun. Our Mishnah holds that you go by the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. And the other two go by Achashverosh, but for different reasons. Tanya Achrina Savar Memar Mios Achashverosh. The second opinion goes by walled cities in the days of Achashverosh. Tanya Achraya Savar Mios Memar Ir Mikol Makom. What is that? It's referring to the pasuk in the Megillah, Medina, Medina, Meir, Leir. You see the pasuk, Bechol Medina, Medina, Bechol Ir Va'ir, Makom Asher Dvar Melech Vadaso Magia. It says Medina, Medina, and Ir Va'ir. So it sounds like that Ir, the city, has significance because it repeats that Ir Va'ir. So that's what this other Tana holds. That's how you know that Shushan is a model for other cities. Ir Mikol Makom. The second and third opinion seem to be basically say the same thing. It's just a different makar. Opinion number two and three both say he goes go by the days of Achashverosh. Elish is laman mitam echad. Is laman mitam echad or acher? One learns it from the Shushan and one learns it from the extra word ear. But either way, they go from the days of Achashverosh. We, of course, as we know, don't hold that way. We go by the Chalko Kavul Eretz Yisrael, and so to speak, we go by the rule that it goes by the days Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun. The Rishon, I saw the Ritva discusses, when the Ritva quotes this Shita, the beginning of the Masechta, Ubo Rabbanan, I'll read the Ritva, this is on Daf Beis in Megillah, Ma'ro Anshek Nesakadolo L'thos HaDavar B'Yeshua Ben Nun. Right, why did they do that? V'tirtsu HaRishonim Mishum the Yeshua Ben Nun Hu Shenilcham Ba'amalek Tchila V'Haman Hu Mizera Amalek. As another wrinkle. And that is, why do you go by Yoshua? But even if you want to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, you could have said, Lachlo cover to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you go by the days of David HaMelech. Right? Why Dafka Yoshua Ben Nun? Because Yeshua Ben Nun was the one in Parshas B'Shalach that started the fight with Amalek, and he went into Eretz Yisrael, and Haman Purim is about Haman and Amalek, so we Dafka connect it to Yeshua Ben Nun. V'Hava Gemara Ben Marav Abola, and it quotes this, our Gemara, and then he goes into a little bit, you're going by Yoshua Ben Nun. Does this have to do with the machlokas of kitcha l'shaita, the kitcha l'asilavo, or lo kitcha l'asilavo? We know that the machlokas tanaim amoraim rishonim. When Yoshua Ben Nun came into Eretz Yisrael, and he was b'kadesh, and then they went into galus by churban, so did that kedusha stay? Because L'chari, if that Kedusha left, says the Ritva, does it make sense to go by the walled cities of Yeshua Ben Nun? You might just say that's a Simin Ba'alma. But if you say it has to do with the Kedusha, somehow it's connected, so then that makes it a little trickier. Elamanda Amar, Lo Kedusha La Silavo, Acha Bava Chazav Kedusha. If you say the first Kedusha left, right, well, once we were... First two kedusha was based on kibush, and then it was undone. So then, kivan to azal la kedusha linyan bias, but the erechom of shluch but saram v'chulu ma'anyin lachu kavala eretz yisrael linyan megillah. So he wonders, and this is only paskin, right? The Rambam paskins lo kitcha lasalavo the first kedusha. So is it appropriate to go by the days of Yeshua Ben Nun? So the Ritva says yes. This is not about the hamshachas kedusha. Remember, this is all dinder rabbanan and mikra megillah. He quotes his Rebbe, Vomer Mary Morinero, Devade time of the Milsa Mishim to call Midi Davi Midrabanan, some chula din Torah, Koma de Efshar. Originally, this was the original Hakdasha, so you could go by the original Hakdasha. This mitzvah Drabanan has nothing to do with the stretching that Kedusha. Also, Anshakazagadola, Visamchu, Takanasam, Laosu din Torah. They're connecting it to that. Umalahalon, Mukafin, Chomos Yeshua Ben Nun, Shutchilas Kibas Eretz Yisrael, Avzu, Mukafin. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. Kli lachu kavala Eretz Yisrael, avobi shaharbe shacharva adayin. Mitzvahs shalach hashuvos b'inyanam. Their mitzvahs are chashev, even if their mitzvahs are not in place, lamaisa today. Vanu somchim bahem takanasenu zos. Afilu laman da'amar kedusha l'rishon ha'kisha l'shaita, velo kisha l'asalavo. The Ritva says that emphatically, that it doesn't have to be, shachas kedusha, it's just a didra abanan. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Good. Says the Brisa now. We take out the Vav and we take out the Kain. Tini. Hasamuch, Lekrachva, Nirimo, Harayu, Kayotzi, Bo. the halacha is that if there's a walled city, not just what was a walled city in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but even if it was close to the walled city or able to be seen with the walled city, well, when you look at it from the outside, that also, they also read on the 15th. Rabbi Ivo, Bar Nagri, B'Shem, Rabbi Chiyah, Bar Ba'a, Gion Hada Chamsa, like Chamsa. Chamsa is within 2,000 amos from Tveria. So that's called close. That's called close. And within that, within a mil, within 2,000 amos, that place would read on the 15th. The Gemara says, Lo Amar Kenela Kigon. This is just, it just means by distance. Ha-Chamsa Atzma, Mokefes Chom, Nasu Yeshua Ben Nun. Chamsa itself doesn't need Tveria. Because Chamsa had a wall from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. But it's when it says Chamsa, it just means the distance between the Tveri and Chamsa. That's what it means, Karov, for these halachas. Min Hada, where do you know that Chamsa already had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun? Because it's listed in the Psukim in Yoshua. Va'ari Mifsar, what were some walled cities? Hatsidim, Tsar, V'Chemes, Rekes, V'Kineres. Right? These, and each one, what are each of these? Hatsidim, that's Kfar Chitya. What is Tser? Tser is Dismichala, that was close by to it, and therefore you read it also on the 15th. Chemes, Chamsa, Rekes, Tveria, Kineres, Ginos, Kinisar. Right, so these are the cities, the identifying the cities that were mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua. Says the Gemara, one second, one of these on the list is Kineret. Kineret is Ginisar, right? So that's on the, these are all cities in Eretz Yisrael on the west side. So Gemara says, really? But Hasar Rebbe Levi, Foxiv, but the Pasuk says in Yoshua in Perek Yud Beis, when we talk about the cities that were conquered on the east side of the Jordan, and the east side of the Kinneret, Vaharava Adyam, Kinros. Right, we assume Kinros is the same as Kinneret, and how could then the Pasuk on the, in Yoshua Perek Yud Tes be talking about the east side, and here in Yud Beis talking about the west side, and sorry, the west side and the east side, right? How is that possible? Me'ata shnei ginisirayos hayu? Maybe, right? Are there two ginos ginisars? Right, one on the left side, one on the west side, one on the east side. The Gemara says no. Oh, lohayu elashnei avtonios. Maybe it's two different sections, two different areas or districts of the same city. Could go on base Yarech Vitzinbiri, Shehein Megalos Kinrim. They both produce a lot of sweet fruit. And they are, it's like, it's on the edge. Right, so part of the city is on the east side, and part of the city is on the west side. Maybe it's on the south. So you could look at it a little bit from the east, look at it from the west, and the psukim could relate it to both. Period. V'charav akrach v'naso shel goyim. Ask the Gemara, what if you have a city that was walled, but now that walled city is totally desolate. There's nobody reading inside the city. There are no Jews left. But the cities that are samuch to that city still have Jewish population. Are they going to read on the 15th? Even though the Iker city is no longer reading because there are no Jews around there? So that's the question. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky formulates this. Tahashtein korin bo. Delekabu Yisrael. Maushi yikru besamuch lo betesvav. Right? Do you say, it goes to the lumdus of what's the halacha of samuch? Does samuch or niret, does that mean like conceptually it is that city? It's like an expanded way of defining the city. A city is not just within the walls, but if it's seen within it and it's close by, that's also city. Or somehow it's secondary too. It's like covered for that city. Something like that. So if it's the former, then you could say, so what, that they're not reading inside. This is also city. But if you say it's just secondary or give covet to that city, then if there are no goyim, there are no Jews reading inside, they have to give covet to that city, right? There's no Iker reading going on. So maybe there wouldn't be any secondary reading going on. So either way, that's a question. And the Gemara answers just with a svara. Isachami, bo'en on karin, ubuchutza lo karin. They're not reading it inside. See, so should read it outside. So it sounds like it's not a din of it's all one expanded city, but it is a secondary way of, let's say, following up on that city, giving cover to the city, and here you wouldn't have that, period. Chizkiah Karila. Question about the Gersa here. So we have the Gersa in brackets. Bitveria, right? Some don't have the Gersa of Tveria. Some just say, Chizkiah read it in, like, it's obvious that it's Tveria. Why some Achronim say? Because the Talmud Yerushalmi was put together in Tveria. You don't have to say where you are, right? So, no, we read it. Right, without mentioning, but our gear, so we have it in brackets. Chizki kari la betveria ba'arbasa b'chamisha asar. Chizki read it both two days Purim. the 14th and the 15th. Why? He wasn't sure. Du chashash lehi detani, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He was choshesh for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who made the following ha'ara. Vishki imkar beis moshav ir choma. We know there's a special dinim about walled cities, Parshas Behar B'chukosai, where the Torah describes that if you sell a house in a walled city, you have 1 year to buy it back. If you don't buy it back after a year, then it's chuklat to the buyer. The Mishnah is talking about an erechin that the buyers used to like hide the last couple of days so that nobody could find them, and then afterwards they'd say, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't buy it back, so I guess it's ours. But there are different halachas. If it's a non-walled city, then I think you're not allowed to buy back the first 2 years, and only after the 2 years. So it makes a difference. So the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had a suffix because the Tveria was walled on three sides, and the fourth side was water. So is that called wall? There's no wall, but it's protected. So is it a din of protection or a din of a wall? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Yochai said, for Bayis Bati Erechoma, it's not called walled. So maybe for Megillah, it's not called walled. So that's why Rav Chizkiah wasn't sure. So he read it both days. He read it the 14th and he read it the 15th. Rabbi Yochanan Karila Bekinishta de Kippra. Rabbi Yochanan read it in the shul in Kippra, which is a section in Tveria. V'amar, hadi ikar Tveria kanaisa. This is the old Tveria. You know, I'm reading it here. V'lochashas lahadad detani Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He wasn't worried about Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He wasn't worried that there wasn't a wall on the east side of Tveria. Why? Kali kilu b'kriyasa. He felt that this is a din d'rabbanan, and it's enough to be mekel. We can be mekel and assume that it is a walled city. Why? You see the carbon aid on the first white line. Desover dehi kilu b'kriyasa megillah. The avagav delinian bate arechoma enoki erchoma. Even if you want to say for the din d'araisa of bate arechoma, it's not called a walled city. Linian megillah b'chlamu kafani. Regarding Megillah, is good enough. Delinian migna kapit kra, because it's all about just being protected. Tveria migna himeyovim, and Tveria is protected because three sides have walls, and the east side is just the water, so it's protected. So Rabbi Yochanan felt that it's good enough for me. The Tanina Taman, just finishing up, but not back in the Gemara, because we learned there in the Mishnah in Erechin or Arachin, Koshu lefnim menachoma hariyu kabati erechoma chutz mena sados. Right, you see, this is going to be a model that you see. There's more flexibility by Megillah than by Bati Arechoma. You see, the Mishnah says in Erechin, if it's in the wall, then it's Bati Arechoma. Chutz min asados, houses in the wall. Reb Meir Omer Afasados, even fields in the wall. But it's got to be in the wall for Bati Arechoma. And yet, by Megillah, what did we just learn? You have this concept of Samach Vakarov. V'tani Kena Samach Lakrach Vanirimo Hariyuki Yotzibo. So you see, there's more flexibility when it comes to Mikra Megillah then to Bati Arechoma. So too Rabbi Yochanan said here too, for sure here, as long as it's protected, that would be good enough. Period. Most Rishonim assume that whenever there's a case of Suffolk, so Me'ikar Adin, the Ramban and the Ran say Me'ikar Adin, all you need is Yudalit if it's a Suffolk. There's a Midas Chasidus to read it on the 15th. But it's only Rabbanan Lekula, so therefore you just pick the Ikar Adin, the 14th, and then you're in the 15th. Bizman Azeh, there are a couple of cities that are Suffolk, so they read it on both days, but only make a bracha on the 14th. Because again, that's the rove, and that's the given. And after that, so then you would read it on the 15th, but just without a bracha. If you look at the Rambam sounds like it is Me'ikar Hadin, you read it both days. Not just a Midas Chasidus on the second day. The Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah, Ir Shehi Suffolk, Ve'en Yadua Imaisa Mukefes Choma Yimos Yeshua Benuno Achar Kein Hukfa, Karin Bishna Yamim. You read it both days. Shinar Basar, Vachamesar Asar, Uba Lelehem. And also at nights. Umavarch Nal Kriyasa Bar Basar Bilvad. Hov Uzman Kriyasa Larofa Olam. But you only make a bracha on the first day. The question of all the Rishonim, not all the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim. The Ran asks this in Psachim. The Mishnah Lamela quotes this Ran on this Rambam. And that is, the Ran, where does the Ran ask this? On the Heseba line in Arvi Psachim. And the Gemara says, you need a Seba, you have to lean by two of the Kosos. But we're not sure which ones. Right? Do you need the first two, you have to lean by the first two Kosos, because that's when the Gula started? Or do you have to lean by the last two Kosos, because that's when we were freed? And the Gemara says, since we don't know which two Kosos to lean by, you gotta lean by all four. That's the Gemara. Say, ask the Ran, what do you mean? The Heseba is a Din d'Rabbanan. Is a Halacha d'Rabbanan. So what do you mean? Because you're not sure, you do it by all four? You should say, because you're not sure, it's Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula. Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula. And so the Ron gives two answers. The Ron says, first of all, well, it's the big deal. It's not so hard. Not so hard, just lean. What's so hard about leaning? That's number one. Answer number two, says the Ron, you don't kula if by saying Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula, the whole din would fall away and you would do nothing. What do you, Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula, you could say by, you know, other types of sfeikas that you have. You're not sure if you made a bracha or not. So you say Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula, because hopefully you made the bracha. That's what you say. But here, what do you say? Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula, and therefore, you shouldn't do a save at all? That can't be. And you can't choose two over the other two, so you do it by all. So that's why you can't say Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula if the whole thing is going to be knocked out. So say the Mishnah Melech quotes that here too. Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula, and therefore what? And therefore, don't read the Megillah? You're not sure which way to the Megillah? Don't read the Megillah? You can't do that. So you do it by both. Again, the other Rishonim would say, Sarei D'Rabbanan L'Kula is enough to say you do it by the main day, when most cities are reading it. Okay, that's an important Rambam. One more line. Let's just continue. Rabbi Yochanan, Migvos ad Antipris, Antiptaris, Shishim Ribo Ayaris Hayu, Vaktana Shemen Haisa Beit Shemesh. We just had this at the end of Maseches Tainus. So the Gemara says that from these two areas, there were many cities, 60,000 cities, just means a lot. And the smallest one was Beit Shemesh. And what does it say by Beit Shemesh? Maksivba, Vayachpanchi, Beit Shemesh, when the Aron came back. Right? What does it say? It says that they were smitten. Ki ro baron Hashem, Vagomar, Vilu, Miruach, Achas Hoye, right? There were thousands, that were killed. 75,000, even in the people from Beit Shemesh that saw the Aron, and that was only from one side. So you see there were tons. Ukedin in Atmatzol, Ekani, Lo Nasva, says the Gemara. Even if you put reeds there in that area, it wouldn't fit. 75,000. How could there have been people there? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kafsal Eretz Yisrael. It was a nace, right? Eretz Yisrael expanded, contracted, right? It fit in, but it was just saying how many people were in those, in that area in Beit Shemesh. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll continue with Kol Ayaris.